We're doing Jewish history. We're up to the year 2488. This is the year Moshe is going to pass away. We've concluded our 40 years in the desert. And we're up to that final year, which will ultimately take us into the land of Israel. So the Jews went to spy on the city of Yazer, and then they conquered it. The Medrash says that the spies themselves conquered the whole city. That's what the Medrash says. It says they went to spy and they conquered it. So the Medrash says the spies themselves conquered it. So we conquered 60 cities from the Amori among the battles between Ammon and the battles with Sihon and Og. So the Moabites were very scared. So they went and hired a man named Balak ben Zippor, the Moabite, and they said, "We want you to be our king." So that's why our parsha begins with Balak ben Zippor melech le'moav be'et ahi. We're up to this part of Jewish history. We're up to this in the parsha. He became king then. Now, he was very smart. So the first thing he did was he said, "I have to strengthen the Moabites," because his people had just lost a tremendous battle to Sihon. Remember, they had lost tremendous swaths of territory to the Amori king of Sihon. And now the Jews took down Sihon. So Moab says, "What am I going to do next?" So the first thing he does is he makes a peace treaty with the Midianites. Now, for generations, there had been bad blood between the Midianites and the Moabites. But Balak decides, we have to make peace. That's integral for us. And so the elders of Midian tell the Moabites, "We heard that when you lost to Sihon, we heard that Sihon had on his side a sorcerer named Beor ben Yanus and his son Bilam, and they were busy cursing you during the battle, and that's why you lost to Sihon. So why don't we go and hire Bilam the son, and we'll pay him, and then he'll come and they'll curse the nation on our behalf. Look, it worked, it caused you to lose the war, so now let's use him to help you win the war against the Jews." So the Moabites say, "Great idea," and they go out, they send out to hire Bilam. Our sages say that Bilam was a reincarnation of Lavan. One Medrash says Bilam is Lavan. Chora means that doesn't mean that literally. It means he represented that evil force in the world that Lavan represented when he was around. Our sages say that Lavan is an acronym for three names: Lavan, Bilam, Naval. Those Naval and Lavan are, and it says it's they all represent the same negative force in the world. So Balak sees that Bilam is not interested. And so Balak goes back home. When Balak sees, after he's hired Bilam and he's tried for three times, that Bilam is not going to curse the Jews, so Balak goes back home, and Bilam goes back to Midian. Why is Bilam going back to Midian? So he says he went back to his territory, to Midian. Other commentaries say that he went to Midian to advise them to send their girls to seduce the Jewish men. And the Jews traveled. And as the Jews camped in a place called Nachal Shittim, so they were not far from the Jordan, and they were actually in their final camping ground where they're going to stay put until they actually cross the Jordan into Israel. So they're by this river called Nachal Shittim. Now, Shittim are tall trees. Some people say they're cedar trees. And the Moabites set up their camp just opposite the Jews, and they got their daughters dressed in silver and gold and precious clothing, and they had them sitting outside their tents. And when a Jew would walk by, so he'd see this gorgeous girl all dressed up, and he'd get very interested. And then the Moabites would tell them, "Hey, don't you know we're relatives? We're descendants of Lot. You're descendants of Avram. Why don't you come eat from our bread?" why don't you come eat from our sacrifices? And so these women would seduce the young Jewish men to eat from their sacrifices, the meat that they offered to idols, and they gave them to drink their wines, and then they'd see the pretty girl, and they'd sin with the girls. And then Hashem, as we know, got upset at them, and 24,000 men dropped dead. Now, one of the people of the tribe of Shimon, his name was Zimri ben Salu. He took a Midianite girl, Cozbi Vatsur, the daughter of the Midianite king Cozbi, and he publicly went to sin with her, and Pinchas takes a spear, and he pierces both of them, and with that the plague stops. Hashem tells Moshe, now I want you to take revenge from Midian. And this is where we'll pick up next time with the great battle we will have with the Midianites, who will take their five kings to lead them to war, and they will summon Bilam to join them in the war against Israel. So that's where we're up to, where Hashem tells Moshe, time to go to avenge from the Midianites what they did, that they sent their daughters to sin with the Jews.